I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
The raid on a baccarat school by Inspector Ford proved abortive. Unfortunately, the place, Marmon Flats, was opposite my building. More unfortunately, someone had planted one of my feathers at the penthouse of Marmon. Hence, Inspector Ford got keener than ever. The feather naturally drew me, so Barbara and I entered the penthouse and, most fortuitously, managed to knock out a man who was apparently on guard. Yes, Barbara, your four hats and overcoats leave a smell in my nostrils, so I'm looking for a fifth hat and overcoat.
But why?
Because, my child, the frequent comings and goings of these well-dressed gents means, to my crooked mind, a bit of rather exaggerated camouflage, hiding the identity of one. For the moment, I call him number five.
I think I see.
Good. And at this point, I'm registering my protest. People who want to battle the police authorities are beginning to lay trails. Trails of feathers. Grey goose feathers. That is an impertinence.
Up with which I will not put. You said that quite recently.
Well, it's true. It's embarrassing. And so far, I've got two murders laid to the charge of the grey goose. I do not kill.
I think everybody knows that.
Aha. Our sentry friend seems to be coming too. I'll have to use a little more force this time.
Must you, Rowley?
I must. Sleep, my little one, sleep. That's out of Sweet and Low, Barbara.
You're very ruthless at times, Rowley.
Indeed, yes, I'm entirely without Ruth. By the way, what is Ruth? Don't answer that one. The fact is, here we are in a penthouse, well-furnished, gents' desirable residence. One guard, for the time being, hors de combat. Now, what next? Where are the Hombergs? All is innocence, and yet Inspector Ford obviously thinks there's skullduggery afoot. Why the guard, my dear?
I couldn't say. Except that this penthouse leads somewhere else.
Got it in one. Ergo, we search for somewhere else. There's a door here somewhere that leads to that somewhere. So jump to it and search.
Got a sign.
Same here. Aha! Come here.
Uh-huh.
Put your ear down. Listen.
Voices.
Yes. Voices. We're on the trail. This floor has a trap. Pull that rug aside. Ah, here it is. A trap door.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we descend?
Definitely.
Definitely is the word. Descend the action.
Only about 12 feet.
Coming. A passage.
Yes. Going towards the next block. Come on. And quiet is the word.
Uh-huh. A door now. Listen.
Voices. Quite a lot of people, too.
And in the next block. No wonder Ben Ford missed his baccarat school. It's not in Marmon Flats at all. Someone coming from inside. Hear a signal. Door knocks. Duck behind the door as it opens.
Did you see what that man was wearing?
I did. A black Homburg and dress overcoat. Now I'm sure I'm right.
Yes.
Camouflage. Don't you see? Mr. So-and-so of the penthouse goes in and out and attracts little attention. But he doesn't always go in and out. His jolly old doubles do that. Oh, my head, what a smart trick.
I don't quite get it.
Don't you? Suppose someone is waiting for him for reasons of his own. He would pounce on the Homburg gentleman, only to find he's pounced on the wrong one. Multiply that by four Hombergs, and where are you?
Yes, I see. But where are we? Just stuck in a sort of lobby.
A state of affairs we must rectify. Did you notice that the door opened after four knocks?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the open sesame, so I'm going to try ditto.
And what happens if it's wrong?
Then probably the grey goose is cooked. Now listen, I shall jump whoever opens the door and hope for a knockout. If I fail, dash back to the penthouse, and from there, make for home.
I won't leave you.
Don't be silly. No use both of us being caught. You will do as you're told.
All right.
Very well, then. Here we go.
Who is it?
Jump! Oh. Fine.
Extraordinary. I seem to have become knockout conscious lately. Commando tactics and all that.
Now what? But inside it, I can hear a lot of voices, but where does that get us?
Wait a moment. We'll reconnoiter. There's a baize door. The last hurdle. Push the door 1 inch. We might be able to see something.
Kathleen.
Don't sound so righteous about it. Everybody does it. Inspector Ford just missed the bus, apparently. I think I might earn a certificate of merit here.
How?
Telephone friend Ben and let him know where he missed out. If he could raid this place...
Where's the telephone?
Ah, that's what we must find out. Yes, a good idea. We'll phone the inspector and he'll be along in a brace of shakes for the raid. Meantime, we explore the Homburg hat setup. Come on.
Where?
Eh? Oh, yes, where? All right. We'll shoot through the corridor to wherever it takes us. After all, we are dressed. We can easily be a couple of gamblers, tired of losing our money and having a look-see.
Where does the gentleman go?
Oh, is there a telephone for guests here?
But yes, there is a cabinet just around the corner, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Hello. Inspector Ford here.
Huh? This is your friend again.
Oh, don't be a damned idiot. I haven't got any friends. Who are you?
Your friend, I said. The Grey Goose.
You're no friend of mine. In fact, you're...
Don't let yourself go, Inspector. This is urgent, so listen.
All right. Get on with it.
I am in the flats next door to Marmon. Your raid on Marmon was abortive, I happen to know. But if you return to that block and make your way up to the penthouse, you can find your way through a hole in the floor.
Oh, what rubbish are you talking?
Very well, Inspector. Being rubbish, I'll delay you no longer. Good.
Wait. Tell me some more.
Ah, you are wise. The hole leads to a passage, which in turn leads you straight to your baccarat school in the next block. Can we expect you?
Yes, you can. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm wondering if you'll be there, too.
Sorry to disappoint you. I won't be there.
Rowley, what have you done?
Brought Inspector Ford and his minions here post-haste.
But why?
I want a little diversion at a critical moment. They won't get here for 5 minutes yet, so we go exploring further. I'm not after baccarat addicts. I'm after Homburg hats. Come, down this way. Door marked office. Now we're getting somewhere. I'd like to see inside there.
Haven't we seen enough? We've practically broken up a baccarat school.
Yes, or we shall have done when Ben arrives. But I'm of the opinion there's more than baccarat here. So I'm going to open this door somehow. Good Lord. It's not even locked. Tread quietly. There's more in this than meets the eye.
Wait.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, Rowley, another door. Private office. And a lighted transom. There's someone in there.
By Jove, yes. Barbara, my dear, this is the kernel of the nut. And have you noticed something in this office?
Just a typewriter, desk, filing cabinet. Oh, goodness.
Well, go on.
4 Homburg hats.
4 Homburg hats and 4 dress overcoats are hanging on the wall.
But...
I know we met one going out. Thus, as I opined, there are 5 in operation. Oh, yes, I begin to see something.
What?
I've already hinted at it, but we'll go into that later. At the moment, I'm going to take a look-see through that fanlight. Here, help me over with the typewriter table. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, have a look at the office door. Has it got a lock?
Yes, quite an ordinary one.
Then turn the key. We don't want someone barging in on us.
Check.
Put out the light. That's the girl. Don't want these fellows to see me through the fanlight.
Suppose they suddenly come out here.
Oh, pray they don't. I shall come down like Humpty Dumpty.
Can I come up too? I'm dying to know what's going on.
Don't see why you shouldn't. This table will hold too, especially as you're only a featherweight. A Grey Goose featherweight, eh?
What are they doing? I can't quite see. Diamond, surely.
Diamonds, my girl. Dozens of them. Now, what does this mean?
I'm asking you.
All right, I'll tell you. This is a thieves' kitchen, or I'm a Dutchman. You see what they're doing?
They seem to be using pliers.
That's it. They're destroying the settings of precious stone ornaments. My head, Barbara. My mouth is beginning to water. How would you like some of those stones?
I'd love them.
You shall have them. And some good cause will have the rest, eh?
That's how it should be.
That's how it shall be. Do you recognize the old man at the head of the table?
Not for certain. But he could be Nathan Forbes, the old man who owns the penthouse.
Nothing more certain. And the others are his Homburg-headed friends. Barbara, I think we've got something here. Come on. Exit you and me while the going's good.
I think so, too.
Baccarat. My head. Baccarat.
Rawley, the police. The raid. Inspector Ford.
I know. Follow me. We'll mingle with the folk.
But...
Yes, yes, I know we'll get pinched. That's okay.
All right. Everybody will stay where they are, please. This is the raid. It's necessary for us to take the names of everyone here.
Oh, that's done it.
Not a bit. Don't panic. Just be indignant. You may even get a ride in the police wagon.
Now, as you give your names, you'll file down to the lift and enter the wagons. They're drawn up outside. There'll be no excuses. You can pay your bail at the station. All right, everybody, that understood?
Right. But you, Fletcher?
Yes, Ben? Even I myself. How are you? Oh, by the way, have you met Miss Favisham?
Evening, Miss Favisham.
Ben, just let me remind you, ere you put us to the torture, you did ask me to cast an eye over the joint, didn't you?
Is this going to do Roland Fletcher any good? The next exciting episode follows again the adventures of the Grey Goose.